This builds up your self-esteem. It also focuses you on something very important for law of attraction, which is focus on that which is working, and which is focus on that which is working. I think it's the way we were trained as kids. We take a test at school and we got 9 right and 1 wrong. Yeah. And so there's a big X on the 1 wrong, as right. opposed to checks on the 9 that were right. So we want to reverse that. And so by focusing on our successes, and then when we talk to ourselves in the mirror, I want to appreciate you for doing this, doing that, doing this, doing that. And then at the end, we say, I love you. And you look right into your eyes and say, I love you. And then you have to receive it in. Most people, when they do that for the first time, start to cry. Or they laugh. They have a major emotional reaction to the first time, start to cry. Or they laugh. They have a major emotional reaction to that. Basically, we've been growing up in a culture where it's not okay to self-affirm. So something you said earlier, I just want to be who I am. Mm-hmm. And then acknowledge yourself for that, because you're beautiful. And every one of us has wonderful aspects of ourselves that we need to affirm, full aspects of ourselves that we need to affirm, full aspects of ourselves that we need to affirm. You can simply read them to yourself. Mm-hmm. I like to read them to myself, close my eyes, and actually see what I'm going to see if I was there achieving it, and then feel the feeling. Write your affirmations down repeatedly. I totally and unconditionally love myself just the way I am. I totally and unconditionally love myself just the way I am. I totally and unconditionally love myself just the way I am. I say, for every goal you have, for everything on your dream list, you want to create an affirmation. Big thing on your dream list, you want to create an affirmation. Big thing on your dream list, you want to create an affirmation. So I got 21 goals. And I will have 21 affirmations then. And that's what I work on this year. One affirmation then. And that's what I work on this year. And that's what I work on this year. And that's what I work on this year. If you have certain goals that are really critical to you, then you could have just a few goals and a few affirmations you're working on. You get the value of all that focus. You get the value of all that focus. You get the value of all that focus. Write your affirmations down repeatedly. I totally and unconditionally love myself just the way I am. I totally and unconditionally love myself just the way I am. I totally and unconditionally love myself just the way I am. Write your affirmations down repeatedly. I totally and unconditionally love myself just the way I am. I totally and unconditionally love myself just the way I am. I totally and unconditionally love myself just the way I am. I'm a big believer in balance in life. I don't want to just make money. I don't want to just be financially secure. I don't want to just start the transformational leadership counseling, move that forward in my professional life. I also want to have a loving relationship with my kids, adding new friends to my life every year. I want to be doing contribution in the community. I want to be having fun, pursuing my hobbies, wanting to play the guitar and piano better. So I have goals in all those areas and affirmations for all those areas. I have goals in all those areas and affirmations for all those areas. 1 hour of mental work, like doing affirmations, visualizing, focusing on your vision, doing your purpose statement, and so forth, is worth 7 hours of activity in the room. Write your affirmations down repeatedly. I totally and unconditionally love myself just the way I am. I totally and unconditionally love myself just the way I am. I totally and unconditionally love myself just the way I am. Love myself just the way I am. Love myself just the way I am. It's the way I am. It's the way I am. I am. I am.